The following Cruise Addicts talk show is a production of Cruise Radio.
Welcome aboard to Cruise Radio, your home port for everything cruising and more. Subscribe to our newsletter and weekly radio show at cruiseradio.net.
From the Cruise Radio mobile studios aboard the Carnival Fascination, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Cruise Radio.
We are on a five-nighter out of our hometown, Jacksonville, Florida, hitting Half Moon Cay, that's Carnival's private island, and Nassau, Bahamas. Give us some fun facts about the Fascination.
The Fascination is part of the Carnival Fantasy Class. It was actually the fourth ship built in the Fantasy Class that was launched in 1994. This ship is 855 feet long, holds 960 crew and 2,600 passengers.
And not too long ago, it went through the evolutions of fun upgrades. What was involved there?
Yeah, they added the Serenity area, which is the adults-only exclusive area in the back of the ship. Also, the Carnival Waterworks Park. It has a 300-foot big yellow water slide, also a couple of racer slides, and some new balconies aboard the ship as well.
Carnival is known for its food, and we're going to talk a bit about the dining options available on board just a bit. But first, let's bring out our chef de cuisine aboard the Carnival Fascination from Jamaica, Trevor Nugent. Welcome to Cruise Radio. Tell us a little bit about your experience.
Okay, I was born in St. Mary in Jamaica. I grew up there for about 12 years, and I moved on to Kingston, which is the capital. I went to the Jamaica Hotel School of Culinary Art, and I joined the Carnival in 1986, which is about 24 years.
Yeah.
Yes, I started here as a junior sous chef, which those days they called a chef tournament, and then I worked my way up from there.
How many meals are you cranking out each day?
Well, we're going to about 8,000 meals per day, roughly.
How much meat, beef, poultry, fish are you going through?
Okay, with eggs for the week, for 9 days, we're going through 1,800 dozens of eggs we're going through for the week. We're doing chicken like about 12,000 pounds of chicken. The beef, we're doing like about 6,000 pounds. And lobsters, we go through about 1,200 pounds. Potatoes, we're using 6,000 pounds of Irish potatoes. That's the regular potatoes. We're doing watermelon, 260 watermelons. We're doing like about 800 pineapples. 6,200 cantaloupes and stuff like that.
Wow.
Cases, yeah.
Because y'all don't, you know, take pre-orders, you never really know what the guest is going to order that night for dinner. So, how do you adequately plan when you have no idea what people are going to order?
A lot of people ask me this question time to time. Even when I do my gala tours, I also brief the guests how I do that. There's a system which we call the highlight sheet, and the highlight sheet is a system, is a number where if all the name of the items which we serve on that day, and on a sheet of paper, which we call the count sheet. So the count sheet, after the day finish, we take all those numbers, and then we feed it into the highlight sheets. So the highlight sheet gives us an advantage of how many percentage of lobsters, fish, beef, or pork we're going to use on that specific night. So when we, knowing that the cruise, we rolled over, right, we go back to the same menu and the first day of the cruise, so we know exactly how much percentage of beef or fish or pork we have to prepare for that night. Sometimes it goes up less, sometimes it goes down a little bit, but not much. We can catch up from there.
What is it about the cruise ship that you love so much over the land-based hotels and such?
Well, the cruise ship, you work straight hours, but then you can get, you know, on the land when you finish work, you tend to go out and you party and stuff like that. On the cruise ship, when you finish work, you basically head to your cabin, take your rest, and you get to see different places, which is great. You know, you met a lot of different people speaking different language, of course, and you also can learn a few languages there and there.
Very good. He is the chef de cuisine from Jamaica, Mr. Trevor Nugent. Thank you so much for being with us on Cruise Radio.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir.
For many like myself, cruising is all about the eating nonstop round the clock.
For me, it's working out.
Working what out?
Good point.
24-hour-a-day room service, that's always very, very nice. And the casual poolside dining, that's one of my favorites, where you get a really good burger around lunchtime or enjoy their Mongolian grill.
There's also the Coconut Grill, which is your Lido area dining that has a great salad bar, also a dessert bar and a hot food bar. And in the back, they have 24-hour pizzeria. And next to that, there's a deli where I've enjoyed many Rubens.
Yeah, did you get their last name?
Also, there's the main dining rooms, the Sensation and the Imagination. They have two seating, 6 o'clock and 8:15. Also, your time dining as well.
When it comes to your main dining, make sure that you request Joseph Bronzovic, your maitre d'. But he's not just any maitre d'. He is your
supercharged maitre d'.
Now, on your name tag, it says you're from Canada, but your accent says otherwise.
All right. Born and raised Croatia. My parents are there. But I lived in Toronto for 16 years. Toronto is my city. This is where I get my education, George Brown College, downtown Toronto. And I've been, after that, I've been 10 years now with the Carnival.
Before you were working for Carnival, did you work on many like land-based resorts and such?
My experience was I worked for 10 years, actually, for the Toronto Golf Club. And that is a very prestigious golf club, one of the best in Canada, the third oldest in North America. And the atmosphere there was totally quite opposite. This is total fun way. Yeah. Over there, everything must be a proper way, you know, like Buckingham Palace proper service. Wow. Now it came all the way to the other prospect over here. And
they give you a lot of freedom, though, a lot of autonomy to do whatever you want. Kind of.
Yes, within, when the showtime comes, Carnival, each maitre d' has its own personalities. Cool. Each maitre d', some of them are singing, some of them are dancing, some of them singing, dancing, you know. I am totally, you know, people person. I love to everybody to have an excellent service, but to twist that fun as far as possible.
What are the duties of a maitre d' exactly? And are the duties specifically different on board a ship than they are on a land-based hotel or a restaurant, rather?
Well, yes and no. Yes, in a perspective is when you come on board, you are managing the largest operation. We have a housekeeping department, which is the also the largest department. And myself, we have about 220 waiters here. And it's a 24-hour operation. So we are on call all the time. We have everything is done corporate. For example, reservations for next. Everything starts for reservations. So this morning I was finalizing the seating arrangements for the guests. Groups are getting preceded by head office, so the groups they can call the head office and request specific tables and who to put, and then they send me the file. They export the file to the ships, and then I'm seating all the individuals, families, traveling with, and picking the tables where they're gonna sit, like that. So, and then I send to our ICE manager, information system manager on board, to print the cards for next cruise. So that is already being done. So, lots of things. Safety is number one priority on board as well, because they, starting from the captain all the way down to us, we are big on safety, right? We want guests to feel safe on board and to have a safe environment, and as well the crew members work in safe environment.
When the second seating dining ends at around 9:30, 9:45 or so, are you free to do whatever you want personally? Are you done for the day? Your day's work is over?
Well, first of all, you need to check, you need to follow up with everything what is been done all day. You have to go check the emails. Just make sure to deal with issues if there is any guest-related issues. If you have any guests who are not as happy as I want them to be, I need to make sure that is answered. And the next day, we make sure they have a great time in the dining room. I never failed to please the guests in these 10 years. In a sense that the guests, the North American guests are a very... they like certain things done certain way, but as long as you see, you give your heart out to the guests, they are, on the end, they are quite pleased.
Yeah. On Lobster Tail night, do you ever have to contend with any guests who will not stop ordering Lobster Tail? 10, 11, 12, 15, 20 Lobster Tail, like large guys that you have to say, politely tell, that is enough, sir.
Never. I'm trying to think, one of the waiters told me, one of the ships, I think... the record Lobster Tail... consumption was 13. One night, 13. One guest had a 13 lobster. I'm not sure which ship, but that's what he told me.
But I guess, you know, to keep the guest happy, you're not going to deny them when
never.
They keep ordering.
Absolutely never. No, the guests can have whatever they want, as much as they want, you know, as long as we're following a proper service techniques. I cannot serve them 5 main courses at once. But one at a time, yes.
All right, man, I know you're busy, but before we leave, give us that signature introduction.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Joseph, your supercharged maitre d', and what time is it? Is it showtime?
Everybody needs to break free.
Nice.
About a romantic tropical cruise to the Caribbean?
Cruise One.
Or how about a breathtaking scenic cruise to Alaska?
Cruise One.
Or how about the Mexican Riviera?
Or Cancun.
Cozumel.
Or New England.
Or Canada.
Or Italy.
Or Greece.
Or the Far East. Or how about a cruise around the whole world?
Cruise One. Got a dream vacation for you.
Cruise One.
Let us send you on your way.
Cruise One.
Number one in cruising nationwide.
Cruise One has more than 550 cruise specialists nationwide ready to help you plan your dream cruise. And speaking with a local Cruise One expert is as easy as calling toll-free 1-800-CRUISE and the number 1. That's 1-800-CRUISE-1 or find us online at cruiseone.com.
Number 1 in cruising nationwide.
If you're like Doug and you rack up a $500 texting and cellular phone bill while you're cruising, you've got to look into this. Again, the AT&T Cruise Ship Passport. Stay in touch while you're out at sea. $35 a month, the package provides the following services while on the cruise ship cellular network. 15 minutes of voice and 15 messages sent. That's text, picture, and video.
The cool thing about this package from AT&T is the fact that you can turn it on and off as you cruise. I'm turning mine on, and I'm turning mine right back off until my next trip. This way, I'm not always getting charged $35 a month.
Services available on more than 140 cruise ships while on the Cellular at Sea network. For a list of cruise ships, go to att.com/travel guide. To sign up for the AT&T Cruise Ship Passport, log on to your AT&T wireless account at att.com/mywireless or call 916-843-4685. Overage rates are $2.49 a minute, 50 cents per text message sent, and $1.30 per picture or video message sent. Messages received while on the cruise ship will continue to be charged at your normal domestic rate.
Each episode, we give you Porthole Cruise Magazine's Pick of the Week. This week's pick goes out to cruisers embarking from our home base here in Jacksonville, Florida, who have some time to spend before or after they set sail. Might we recommend the Jacksonville Landing, a downtown waterfront mall on the St. John's River? It's about 20 minutes from the airport, 10 minutes from the port.
Yeah, the Landing is your one-stop attraction for dining, shopping, entertainment, and events. The Jacksonville Landing has a Cinco de Mayo for Mexican, Benny's for seafood and steak, Koja for sushi, also a Hooters, Chicago's Pizza, an American cafe. Shopping has some staple stores there and some unique boutiques, art galleries, and even a couple of maritime museums. To throw in the mix.
I gotta say though, if you really want to get a good flavor of Jacksonville and the whole cityscape, eat at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. It's right across the river, so you can just take the ferry.
What's his name?
Xander. I think Xander is his name.
Gotcha.
Check out the Landing's events calendar for weekly markets, art walks, concerts, and other annual events like the upcoming 7th annual Bed Race on March 5th. It's a fundraiser that supports the City Rescue Mission, and yes, I will be your MC this year.
Looking forward to that.
I can tell. Nick and Jade. Jade and Nick, America's sweethearts, newlyweds from Auburn, Indiana. How long have y'all been married?
A week and a day.
Very exciting. And this is y'all's very first cruise, right?
Yeah.
How did y'all happen to choose Carnival, the fascination specifically?
Through a travel agent.
We wanted to do something that neither of us has done before, and we wanted to do something that wasn't very expensive. And for this time of year, this wasn't that expensive.
It cost us only $700, and that included everything with the exception of travel to get down here. Her and I chose to drive. We wanted, you know, kind of that experience, but I know it was only $100 more to fly down for both of us, so it would have been $800 including food and room and board and everything. I mean, it was a really good deal.
So. How long did it take y'all to get down here? Because I would imagine in Auburn, Indiana, there's some pretty heavy snow going on right now.
Yeah. It was a straight shot drive would have been 23 hours, 24 hours. But we decided to extend it across a five-day span. We had to leave Sunday before the storm started and kind of beat the storm into Kentucky and then beat it into Georgia and then down into Florida. So,
being first-time cruisers, I'm curious what y'all's perception of cruising was before you stepped foot on this ship for the first time.
I'd imagine it'd be fun and crazy and a good experience for us.
There's a lot to do for all different ages, I've found, just walking up and down the ship. I was expecting it to be like really compacted and there's a lot of people, but there are so many places where you can go and just be alone. I mean, and as newlyweds, that's really nice to just be able to, you know, get away from the noise and get away from the craziness, but then to also be a part of it is fun too. So
yeah, I don't know if our listeners can hear the hairy chest contest going on in the background. What do you think of the food?
The food's great. There's a lot to choose from and different, I think yesterday was Chinese and Taiwanese, and then I think today has been a type of Mexican, but then there's also like the American style for anybody, like burgers and pizza and all kinds of stuff that you can get on a daily basis. And you can get food whenever you want it, ice cream as much as you want. It's really good.
Jade, what do you think about the accommodations?
I think they're really good. I've enjoyed it.
Our travel agent got us an inside cabin, but we got a porthole window, and it's really nice. I mean, it's cool to be able to look out and see the ocean and stuff.
Did y'all catch any of the entertainment last night?
No, we kind of experienced a little motion sickness issues the first night.
So who's the one with the real motion sickness issues?
Actually, I normally am, but she was the worst last night.
I swear it was going to be him. Like, I was sitting on the car ride down, like, if anybody gets sick, it's going to be you. I swear it's going to be you, and it wasn't. It was me.
So I would encourage, like, Dramamine or...
the patch, did y'all bring any of that?
No.
No, we didn't, but we went down and real quickly asked the crew for something, and they gave us some seasick stuff, and we took it within a couple hours. I mean, I felt perfectly fine, and I've been told that it's just like a one-night thing once you get used to being on a moving, you know, in a moving room, it it gets better, so, and it has.
More personal question, how long were y'all dating before y'all got engaged?
We dated for a year.
Yeah.
Because y'all are young whippersnappers. Y'all look like in your very early 20s. I'm guessing 21 or so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I mean,
that's 21. It's sweet. It's adorable. Jade's looking at me like, will you just shut up and stop talking? Very good. Well, thanks for talking. It's Nick and Jade from Auburn, Indiana. Hope you enjoy the rest of your cruise.
Thank you.
Have a question for the experts? Or would you like to talk about your cruise or vacation experience, good or bad? Email comments at cruiseradio.net. You can follow Cruise Radio on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Half Moon Cay is Carnival's private island, one of the two ports on this cruise, and it's just a 10-minute tender boat ride to the island. There's lots to do. You can rent a cabana, enjoy snorkeling, glass-bottom boat rides, horseback rides on the beach, parasailing, bike tours, kayaking, jet skis, eco-tours. You can swim with the stingrays. Plenty to do as far as beach activities go.
Don't forget about the food. You have the beachside barbecue. You have the jerk chicken, the hamburgers, the hot dogs, with all the fixins. Also, a brand new, newly constructed Captain Morgan's Bar. It's a big old pirate ship. It's 3 stories, full-service bar. It shoots water, has big cannons, and all that stuff there. Also, they're shopping on Half Moon Cay. And a cool little thing that a bunch of girls did on the ship is they were able to shuck their own oysters and make their own pearl earrings out of it. So that was kind of cool.
And you have 9 hours on the island, so plenty of time to enjoy all that Half Moon Cay has to offer. All right, Doug, since you're such a fan of Carnival, I'm going to test your Carnival knowledge.
Sure.
Can you name all the ships in the Fantasy class?
In any order?
Any order.
Okay.
And if you get them all right, I'll buy the next round of drinks.
That's motivation.
Okay.
Let's see. The Carnival Fantasy.
Yep.
The Sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Fascination.
Uh-huh. Of course.
Elation.
Yep.
Imagination.
Uh-huh.
Inspiration.
Right.
Elation.
Love it. Yes.
Ecstasy.
Uh-huh.
In Paradise.
Yes.
Woo!
Very nice work, Douglas.
Thank you.
All right. I, on the next Carnival cruise we take, will buy all the drinks at the captain's welcome back party.
Wait a minute. Those drinks are free.
What? Our next guest is from Australia. He is the hotel director, Mr. Andrew Mace. Welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
A lot of people think, you know, it's the captain that runs the ship. We say this every time we interview a hotel director because really, really, it's the hotel director that runs this place.
I think it's a team, you know, to be politically correct there. Right. It's a team. Sure. It's both of us, you know. We wouldn't get very far with me driving the ship, but you wouldn't eat too well.
Right.
And the vacation experience wouldn't perhaps be what it is if the chief navigational officer was serving dinner. So it's a combination. But I do run the ship as a business.
Yeah.
And my background is 30 years of hotel management on land. Before joining ships, I was general manager of several large hotels on land in places like Las Vegas, Manhattan, San Francisco. And so you're responsible for the entire financial operation, as well as all of the staff and crew, as well as the guests. So in a ship environment, that includes things like the casino, restaurants, bars, nightclubs, all food and beverage, as well as all of the back-of-house accommodation. I have 910 crew, which I need to feed and accommodate.
Yeah.
So in addition to the 8,000 meals that Trevor prepares for the guests, he has to prepare 3,000 meals for my crew as well. So it's a financial responsibility, and also I think of myself as a host. You know, I am a hotel manager, so what I really love doing is hosting people on a vacation and making sure they have a good time.
What course of action do you recommend for someone who is considering a career like this?
You know, Trevor mentioned to go to a culinary school. Yes, you can go to a hotel school. I went to a hotel school. It was a university hotel management degree in England. But you can also still do it the old-fashioned way. We do have some hotel directors that started life as a waiter or a barman and so forth. Certainly, life at sea is not for everybody. You yourself travel on a lot of ships as a guest, but you also see behind the scenes. Life at sea can be very difficult. There are a lot of benefits, there are a lot of glamorous sides to it. But being away from your family for 6 months constantly can be quite difficult. So I would recommend people try it and see if it's the sort of career that suits them. Certainly the hotel industry itself is a very dynamic industry, and there are a lot of different ways you can enter into it.
Being so busy, can you ever really enjoy the ports?
Yes, it is a very, very busy job. But I do get to know the ports quite well. Everybody on board works more or less 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And everybody on board works a typical hotel day, which is long on land or sea. But we do try and make sure everyone gets some time off, and I try and get some time off myself. So in Nassau, I might go out to a restaurant or go to the beach or something.
It seems like everybody we interview, once they get a taste of employment on a cruise ship, they will not go back to a land-based employment. Do you have that same kind of passion? Are the pros of working on a cruise ship
outweigh the cons? You know, that's a really terrific question. You know, working on a cruise ship was on my bucket list. I'm in my early 50s. I moved back to Australia after living in the States for 20 years working in hotels, and I looked on my bucket list and said, you know, I never did that working on a cruise ship thing.
Yeah.
And now that I've been doing it for 6 years, I can't imagine doing anything else.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. It is a totally addictive,
yeah,
completely self-indulgent, self-involved lifestyle. There are lots and lots of cons, but you tend to just look past those to the pros. I mean, you have to have a positive outlook. Living and working on a ship, you've got to be gregarious and fun-loving, and you've got to have a sense of humor, for God's sake.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise it's way too serious.
Yeah.
But no, I personally hope and believe I will never do anything else but working on a ship for the rest of my career.
All right, I'm going to get a little Barbara Walters on you here for a moment. What else is on Andrew Mace's bucket list and it's unchecked?
Well, I want to have a ship of my own. But it won't be as big as this one. It just needs to be about 30 feet long,
yeah,
and have a nice big chair at the back so I can go fishing.
And no employees or passengers to bug you.
I don't mind a few employees, you know, to bring the ice and the cold beverages.
Sure.
But God bless, I won't have any passengers, just friends on board.
Excellent. He is the hotel director from Australia, Mr. Andrew Mace. Thank you so much for being with us on Cruise Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for sailing with us.
If you missed any part of the show or want to hear more, go to cruiseradio.net and click on Radio Channel, or go to iTunes and search Cruise Radio.
Follow us on Twitter at Cruise Radio.
Follow me.
We have the spa manager with us from Colorado, Mr. Drew McKenzie. Welcome to Cruise Radio. First of all, how long have you been with Carnival?
I've been with Carnival about 2 years, and then the spa manager part of it is, this is actually my first contract as a spa manager.
Were you doing spa-related stuff on land?
I've been a hairstylist for about 10 years. And then it just kind of led into this. So I came on initially as a spa, or as a hairstylist onto the ship, and then I've worked into management.
Does the Fascination offer a full menu of spa treatments, for example, chemical peels, microdermabrasion, or?
We have I don't know, a great deal of treatments on board. The only thing that the smaller class vessels are not able to offer at this time is the MediSpa, which is going to be your non-invasive cosmetic procedures regarding Botox and Restylane and everything else like that. We also don't currently offer acupuncture that the larger vessels do. But as far as offerings, we do have everything from your traditional Swedish massage all the way up to a full 2-hour seaweed wrap that we offer with massage, and it's great detoxifying for the body.
Teeth whitening seems to be quite the trend these days. You can find it on almost any spa or salon menu. Do y'all offer laser teeth whitening or anything like that?
We do offer teeth whitening. It's not laser teeth whitening, though. It is a cosmetic procedure, so we offer that on board, and it's actually really great. I've had it done myself, and it's painless. It's quick and easy. It takes about a half an hour. Great.
I can tell because they're sparkling, and they're blinding me right now.
Well, thank you.
Drew, what about them tanks where they're filled with some sort of salt?
We do offer different scrubs involving the salts. Also, again, the seaweed wrap, many different ways to detox the body, cleanse the body from the inside out or the outside in. So, I mean, really to appeal for every single person that's traveling on the ship is what we want to do. We want to be able to offer something for everybody and also for every price range as well. So, you know, you can come in and you can have a bit of spa yourself and not feel... you know, a lot of the people that come on the ship and a lot of people that come to the spa for the first time are first-time spa goers. Oh, and so,
really?
we're really a great opportunity there to get them, you know, hooked and addicted to spa. Because once you've been once, it's over.
He is the spa manager aboard the Carnival Fascination, Mr. Drew McKenzie.
Thank you so much.
All right, we've saved the best for last because it is the fun ship. Plenty to do in the way of entertainment. There is the big theater, the Palace Lounge, where you can check out the Vegas-style shows and the musical reviews.
It's always fun watching folks butcher songs at the Passage to India karaoke bar.
But there's actually been some good talent on this cruise.
There has.
Yeah, I've walked in there, I was like, man, that boy can sing. Diamonds Are Forever is the dance club.
And it wouldn't be a night on board if we didn't go to the 88 Piano Bar, a big group sing-along all night long.
Yeah, special shout-out to Jordan, the pianist. There's Punchliners Comedy Club. Another shout-out to Doug Funk. Very funny, man.
You can't forget about the casino. I actually won some money on the roulette table.
Yes, you did. First time at the roulette table, and he wins.
Yeah, 6-1. So
very nice.
And I lost it all again.
And for some casual outdoor fun, there is the jogging track, the miniature golf, and basketball court.
Don't forget about the full-service gym, which you did a little running this trip, didn't you?
I actually did. Out of way too much guilt from nonstop eating. So really nice gym, too. Every show, we like to try and save you some money so you can go blow it all at the casino on the next cruise. This comes courtesy of cruisesforless.com.
A three-night Bahamas cruise aboard the Norwegian Sky, September 9th, 16th, or 23rd, out of Miami for only $169 per person. If you book early, you'll save up to 72% off.
10-night Alaska aboard the Celebrity Infinity. Love Celebrity, one of my favorite lines. This is May 10th out of Seattle, round trip, $999 per person. This is a unique itinerary that gives you a bit more of Alaska compared to the 7-night cruises, but still sails round trip from convenient Seattle. This visits Hubbard Glacier and Icy Strait Point. This is less than $100 per night on Celebrity. Really an amazing price.
Sound the alarms. This one's a last-minute deal alert. I'm telling you right now, look at these prices. 5-night Western Caribbean aboard the Celebrity Century for February 28th. That's right around the corner. But out of Miami, it's only $259 per person. That's less than $52 a night. It's a good excuse just to escape the cold.
To take advantage of any of these deals, you've got to call now 888-973-SHIP. That's 888-973-7447. Or go to cruises, F-O-R. Less.com. All right, that's going to do it. A big thanks to our good friend Vance Gullickson and everybody at Carnival Corporate for making this broadcast possible. Now, next week, we're going to be come back to Nassau, Bahamas, actually.
Because we don't have a senior frogs here in Jacksonville.
No, we don't. We can't get enough of the frogs. We're going to try and sneak on to the brand spanking new, really, really gorgeous Oceana Marina and talk to some folks there. From the Cruise Radio Mobile Studios aboard the Carnival Fascination, I'm Matt Bassford.
And I'm Doug Parker.
And this is Cruise Radio.
Thanks for listening to Cruise Radio. For information on how your company can reach over 100,000 travel enthusiasts a week, email sales@cruiseradio.net. Find Cruise Radio on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Just search Cruise Radio.
The preceding Cruise Addicts Talk Show was a production of Cruise Radio.